平安。
Once again, a greeting peace.
新年好。
And Happy New Year.
好，感谢主，让我们在第一个主日，我们可以一起聚集。
And thanks be to God that we are able to get together in the first Sunday of the New Year.
我们一起来读我们今天要读的圣经。
So let's read a scripture from the Bible.
第一处圣经是今年我们的主题圣经。
So today's scripture is actually from our key verse.
我盼望我们都能够把它背下来。
And I hope encourage you to memorize it.
腓立比书三章十节。
So that is from the book of Philippians 3:10.
对。腓立比书三章十节。
So once again, the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 10.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
So that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
并晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
And the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
我们今天就用这一段圣经头上的这一句话。
So I'm going to use the first part of this verse.
使我认识基督。
So that I may know him.
这个认识基督是我们今年盼望我们每一弟兄姊妹都有的一个在神面前的一个志向。
And I hope this will be our resolution, New Year's resolution and determination to know him more. So the key word, know.
那上个主日。
So last Sunday.
我们在年末的时候我曾经用一篇信息叫做做神百般恩赐的好管家。
So the last Sunday is actually the last Sunday of last year. The theme, or the title is Be Good Stewards of the Manifold Grace of God.
那我用一个人物来一个形象的让我们来知道这个做神百般恩赐的好管家到底什么意思。
So I use a biblical figure to tell us about what is a good steward is about.
因为主耶稣他问过一个问题。
Because Jesus has asked one question.
在马太24章。
In Matthew 24.
谁是忠心有见识的好管家。
So who is the faithful and sensible servant?
这是主一直在寻找的。
And this is some type of person that our Lord has been seeking for.
那上个礼拜我选了一个人在圣经里头。
So last Sunday, I picked a biblical figure.
那就是在创世纪被神所使用的一个大仆人叫做亚伯拉罕。
So this is actually from the book of Genesis and a important biblical figure, Abraham.
神祝福他。
God bless him much.
神呼召他。
And God called him out.
然后从他的老家乌尔拜偶像之地离开往神要指示他的地方去。
So God called Abraham out of his hometown Ur to the promised land that God has promised.
他顺服了神的话，他就到了这个漫长的路，走到了这个所谓的应许之地。
So Abraham listened and he obeyed and it took him a long journey to the very promised land.
当然他的故事很长。
Of course that's a long story.
那我要选他的老仆人。
But one of the biblical figure that I'd like to share about is actually he's a servant.
创世纪的24章，对吧？
So that was recorded in book of Genesis 24.
那个故事里头我让你们留了一个功课，我不知道有几个人回家做了。
So, while I was sharing on chapter 24, I assigned your homework. I hope you finish them all.
那个功课是什么？
So, what is my assignment?
把那个故事读完。
So, will you be able to read the complete story of Abraham and his servant?
这个故事是讲到他，我是指亚伯拉罕，要为他的儿子以撒找一个妻子。
So this story is about Abraham trying to look for a wife for his son Isaac.
所以他就找了他的老仆人，把这个托付使命交给他。
So he called out his old servant, the oldest one in charge of his household.
而且把许多的礼物给了这个老仆人，让他跑到千里之外的老家乌尔去找一个女子，将来可以做他的媳妇。
So Abraham gave his old servant many treasures and many precious things so that his old servant would travel all the way to his hometown Ur.
对吧？还记得吗？
Do you still remember that?
有多少人读了这个故事？
How many of you have read the story?
啊，这个故事非常重要。
And this is a very important story in the Bible.
不是单单讲亚伯拉罕自己的一个故事而已。
It's just not a story about Abraham and his servant.
神要借着这一个故事留在圣经里，让我们知道天父的心。
But rather, God is using this story to let us know His mind and His heart.
亚伯拉罕就代表天父。
So you see, in this story, Abraham represents our Heavenly Father.
他有一个独生爱子。
He has his only one begotten son.
是谁？啊，亚伯拉罕的儿子是以撒。
So the son of Abraham is Isaac.
天父的儿子是主耶稣基督。
So the son of our Heavenly Father is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
所以亚伯拉罕要为他的儿子找一个媳妇。
So in this story, Abraham is looking for wife for his son Isaac.
那我们就可以懂了，神今天要他的儿子找什么？找一个心腹。
So in the same way, now we know the Lord, our God's heart, that He's trying to looking for a bride for His Son Jesus Christ.
这是这本书在讲的。
And this is really what the story is about,
对吗？
Spiritually.
你从创世纪一直读到最后启示录，他就讲这个故事的结束。
So you see, from the beginning of Genesis to the end of the book of Revelation, it's all about God is looking for a bride, looking for a bride for His Son.
所以什么叫忠心有见识的管家？那个老仆人就是代表了。
So who is the faithful? Who is the faithful and the sensible servant? That is represented by this old servant of Abraham.
所以我用这个老仆人给大家做一个思想的内容。题目却常常去思考，从这个老仆人身上，你能够得到很多的灵感。
So, so that's a reason I encourage you to spend some time meditating on this old servant to see and learn that how to be a faithful and sensible servant or steward.
神把这么大大的一个责任交给他是不简单的一件事。
So you see, God has granted him this huge issue, huge event.
今天这个责任是。也是在我们每一个人的身上。
Now it falls on us to take this responsibility.
好，那这一个老仆人必须懂得老板的意思，对吧？
So you see, as a good servant, he has to know his boss's heart.
他老板怎么想？他到底要什么？这个做仆人的要完全掌握。
So you see, the servant has complete understanding of his master's heart and his master's mind.
随便找一个不行的。
You simply just cannot just pick one and say, hey, go ahead and do it.
他有很重要的几个条件是他要掌握的。
And this just doesn't work because there is a few requirements to be a good, faithful, and a sensible servant.
他必须认识他的主人。
So the servant has to know his master well.
对不对？主人跟他之间可以说有一个很深很深的默契。
So there has to be some deep relationship between the servant and master. They have to know each other very well.
对吧？所以他找的不是一个年轻的小伙子，他找的是一个老仆人。
So the story doesn't say Abraham is looking for a young, a strong servant, but instead he's looking for his old servant, actually the oldest servant.
这个老仆人是完全懂得这个老主人什么意思。
Who completely understand his will.
那今天我们每一个神的儿女
，So as a son or daughter of God，
我们愿意来学习侍奉神。
As we're learning to serve our Lord，
在一个意义上，我们是要做神的仆人。
To some extent， we are truly His servants，
对吧？那我们不是随便自己高兴做什么就做什么。
So we shall not just do whatever we like to do。
你必须在这一个侍奉的里头，慢慢认识你的主人，他到底要什么。
But rather, in our ministry and in our services, we have to get to know our master more and know him deeper.
所以今年我们的主题就定在认识基督，这件认识他是我们这一生最重要的事。
So you see, so this year's church theme is to know him more, because knowing him more is our lifelong ministry.
我们一起来背一下刚刚我们念那段圣经，可以吗？
So let's try to memorize the key verse that we just have read.
腓立比书三章十节，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。可以了，就这一句就可以了。
That's all. All we need to memorize the first part of this verse.
你能够把这一句话藏在心里面，
While we are reading this verse and memorizing, also hide it or have put this verse into your heart.
好，那么我们再来读今天我们要读讲的圣经的章节。
So let's continue to another scripture.
我们来读以弗所书。
So let's turn to a book of Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章要念的是第七节到十三节。
So once again, let's turn to a book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 7 through 13.
嗯哼，我跟翻译的姐妹轮流读这一段。
So we're alternating reading the scripture.
请大家跟着这个荧幕上的圣经走哈。我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Verse 8, therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives, and he gave gifts to man.
既说上升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？
Verse 10, he who descended is himself also, he who ascended far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
Verse 12. For the equipping of the saints for the work of a service to the building up of the body of Christ.
只等我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的圣量。没有了，就到十三节。
Okay, so that'd be a verse 4 through 13.
下面我们再念一段圣经。
So let's read another scripture.
我要念的是旧约。
That is from the Old Testament.
以斯拉记。
From Book of Ezra.
旧约的以斯拉记第四章。
So once again, let's turn to the Book of Ezra, chapter 4.
第一节念到第五节。
From verse 1 through 5.
以斯拉记四章第一节到第五节。
So once again, Book of Ezra, chapter 4, verse 1 through 5.
这段圣经是讲到以色列人从被掳之地回到他的老家去重建第二个圣殿。
So this scripture is about the Israel been they used to be held captive in a remote land while they tried to return to Jerusalem to build the second temple.
对，但是这件事情不是那么简单。
But that's not an easy task to do.
我们来念下面这段话。
So let's read these five verses.
犹大和便雅悯的敌人听说被掳归回的人为耶和华以色列的神建造殿宇。
Now when the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the people of the exile were building the temple to the Lord God of Israel,
就去见所罗巴伯和以色列的族长，对他们说，请容我们与你们一同建造，因为我们寻求你们的神与你们一样，自从亚述王以撒哈顿带我们上这地以来，我们常祭祀神。
They approached Zerubbabel and the heads of the father's households and said to them, Let us build with you, for we, like you, seek your God, and we have been sacrificing to him since the days of Esarhaddon, a king of Assyria, who brought us up here.
但所罗巴伯、约书亚和其余以色列的族长对他们说，我们建造神的殿与你们无干，我们自己为耶和华以色列的神协力建造，是照波斯王古列所吩咐的。
But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the heads of the father's households of Israel said to them, You have nothing in common with us in the building a home to our God, but we ourselves were together built to do the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us.
第四节，那地的民就在犹太人建造的时候，使他们的手发软，扰乱他们。
Then the people of the land discouraged the people of Judah and frightened them from building.
从波斯王古列年间，直到波斯王大力乌登基的时候，会买谋士要败坏他们的谋算。
and hired counselors against them to frustrate their counsel all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
所以这样，这个工作就停了。
So you see, as we read to verse 5, their work has stopped.
好，然后我们念第五章第一节、第二节。
Let's move down to chapter 5, verse 1 through 2.
这样过了二十年。
So 20 years has passed, have passed.
那时先知哈该和义多的孙子撒加利亚侍奉以色列神的名，向犹大和耶路撒冷的犹太人说劝勉的话。
When the prophets Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, who was over them.
于是撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子耶稣亚都起来动手建造耶路撒冷神的殿，有神的先知在那里帮助他们。
Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak, arose and began to rebuild the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. And then the prophets of God were with them, supporting them.
好，这里说到神兴起了先知来鼓励这些手发软、退后、不再建这个第二个殿的这群犹太人，现在神要跟他们讲话。
So in verse 2, the God raised up a prophet to helping them and supporting them, who used to be frightened, frustrated, and no longer build a temple.
那我们看这里的先知叫做哈该。
So there are two, so the prophets here, one of them is Haggai.
对，这个哈该书第一章第七节到第九节。
So if we turn to his book, the book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 7 through 9.
对，哈该书第一章第七节到第九节。
So once again, the book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 7 through 9.
万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
你们要上山取木料，建造这殿。我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀。这是耶和华说的。
Go up to the mountains, bring wood, and rebuild the temple, that I may be pleased with it and be glorified, says the Lord.
你们盼望多得，所得的却少；你们收到家中，我就吹去。这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。这是耶和华说的。
You look for much, behold, it comes to little. When you bring it home, I blow it away. Why? Declares the Lord of hosts. Because my house, which lies desolate, while each of you runs to his own house.
好，我们就读这些圣经。
So that's the end of the scripture reading.
今天我要讲的是来到认识耶和华的旨意。
So today's theme is about knowing God's will.
刚刚我们读以弗所书第四章。
So while we read in the book of Ephesians chapter 4,
从第七节到十三节。
From verse 7 through 13.
在这一段圣经里面，保罗告诉我们，神把恩赐赐给教会。
So in this scripture, Paul's telling us that when God gives gifts to church,
他到底想为什么要给教会有恩赐？
So he's explaining us why God give us or give the church gifts.
他十二节有一个解释。
In verse 12, he explained in detail.
他说：“为要成全圣徒，各尽其职。”
For the equipping of the saints for the work of the service to the building up of the body of Christ.
目的最后是要建立基督的身体。
So you see, the result is to building up the body of Christ.
那怎么样来衡量这个目的达到了没有呢？
So how do we measure if we have this work done?
对，它的十三节就是它的最终的那个要得到的。
So the ultimate purpose of this whole thing is actually reached at verse 13.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子得以 长大成人满有基督长成的身量。
So verse 13, into we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
如果你把这第四章，就是以弗所书第四章，你把它整章来看的时候，
If we look from the whole chapter, if we look from the perspective of the whole chapter 4,
它第一节的时候，你去看，它有讲到在圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So you see, Paul is telling about that, that we attend to the unity, of the Holy Spirit.
对，他讲到七个一。
And he's actually he's talking is about 7-1.
对不对？你去看第四章的开始，他讲到一主、一信、一神等等等等，有七个一。
So he's talking about one body, one Lord, one faith, etc.
那么这是我们每一个基督徒开始的时候，神把这一个我们相同的生命、相同的目标给我们了。
So you see, God has united us as one, the unity of the Spirit when we first believed in Him.
但是，当我们去执行的时候
，But while we are carrying them out,
因为我们开始的时候都很小。
So because you see, in the beginning, as we first believe in it, we're just babies, we're small children.
就跟我们有的时候让我们的孩子到台上来表演唱诗给我们看的时候，你看他们每一个人各搞各的。
So you know that kind of reminds us when we bring a group of our children to the stage to perform. You see that they're still not being united as one body. They kind of act by themselves.
老师很辛苦要把这每一个人这所有的注意力都跟着老师走。
And the teachers having a hard time trying to draw attention from all of them.
大家都有自己的想象。
So each child seems to have their own mind and body while we do the performance.
这就是一个生命的开始的时候现象，都是很个人主义的。
And so you see, that's really the beginning of a new life. It's all about individualism.
但是神有一个目标。
But God has a purpose and has a goal.
这个目标是什么呢？
What is that goal?
他说，我们刚刚念的第四章的第十二节，他说，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职。建立基督的身体，这是有一个目标的。
So you see, that's a purpose or that's a goal that God is about to reach for the sake of us, that we, for the equipping of the saints for the work of service and to the building up of the body of Christ.
把这一群小 baby, 然后慢慢把他们带起来，带到一个地步。第十三节说，直到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
So God trained us, a group of little babies, to a mature man, until that we reach to attend to the unity of the faith.
注意听英文的翻译好像比中文又强一点啊。
So you see, the English translation seems to have a little strong sense, a stronger sense of unity.
刚刚在前面是 unity of spirit.圣灵的合一。
So in the previous verses, Paul is talking about the unity of the spirit.
现在讲的是 unity of the faith.
And now we're getting more mature. Paul is talking about the unity until we reach to the unity of the faith.
这个 the faith 这个字是一个真道的全部，这叫做 the faith.
So the faith is a summary and is including everything that is truth.
我们开始的时候，大家的认识都是片段。
So you see, in the beginning, while we first believe in Jesus Christ, our understanding, knowledge is fragmental.
但是如果我们愿意追求,
But if we desire to seek and more,
认识基督,
to know the Lord more,
在每年这样成长的时候, 我们就慢慢长大。
So as we're building up the body of Christ, we kind of growly,
长到一个什么程度呢?
Into to a stage,
在真道上合而为一。
That we're able to attend to the unity of the faith.
这个整个的 the faith 是把我们所有的基督徒都拢在一起
so,
变成一个 body, 一个身体。
So that faith kind of builds up together until we get to the body of Christ.
那它的 focus, 它的集中的这个目标是什么?
So what's the focus of that, focus of that goal?
注意看,认识什么?神的儿子。
To, of the knowledge of the Son of God.
你就知道耶稣基督的丰富是需要所有的圣徒 古今中外，通通夯不啷加在一起。
So the riches and the full knowledge of Christ Jesus has to be attained by Christians from past to now and to the future and from old and to and from for to foreign countries to this country.
Foreign country.
Other countries to this country.
总而言之，这是把时间的总和还有空间的总和。
So this is really a summary of the times and space.
加在一起才达到什么？满有基督长成的身量。
So they add up together until we get to be a mature man to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
那圣经把它集中起来讲到启示录的时候用什么语言来表达？
So this scripture verse can also be translated into a verse in the book of Revelation.
到启示录的要结束的时候，神让约翰看到最后一个意象。
So this is also the last vision that God granted John. The last vision that God granted John.
那个启示是什么？
And do you remember what is the last vision?
新耶路撒冷。
That is New Jerusalem.
是一个圣城。
So you see, that's a holy city.
旧的天地都过去了。
The old creation has gone.
神的建造终于完成了。
And God has finally built up the new city.
他在2000年前先让谁看到了？
So about more than 2,000 years ago, to whom God has shown?
啊，老约翰。
To Apostle John.
老约翰就把这一件事写在圣经的结束。
So the Apostle John wrote this vision into his book of Revelation.
他说我看见这个新耶路撒冷。
And John says, I've seen this holy city, the New Jerusalem.
听见天使宣布。
And I've heard the host had declared.
假使我跟你说，哎，请你们来看大西雅图。
And what if I say, hey, I encourage you to come over here. Let me show you this greater Seattle.
那你就 expect 我开了一个大巴把你们载到西雅图去看，从山上看下去，哇，这是宏伟的西雅图，对不对？
You probably expect me to ride your bus on a grand bus or a motor coach to show you around the city from the mountain.
对不对？从高处一看啊，一目了然。
So if you look from high, you see the greater Seattle.
结果圣经说不是，他一看说这是羔羊的妻子，哎呀，这是怎么回事？城跟妻子怎么配在一起？
But unlike that, Apostle John said in his last vision, he said, "This is truly the bride of Lamb."
所以你就会发现，当神要把永世的东西带给我们看的时候，人的语言好像没有办法把它表达的清楚。一面说到是一个伟大的城，另一面又告诉我们是一个美丽的贤妻。所以这两个概念怎么把它拢在一起？
So I truly believe that when God is about to show us the vision, human words always fail us. Because it's kind of hard for us to imagine why Apostle John, when he described the holy city, the new Jerusalem, as the city came down as a bride for the Lamb.
这个 bride 是怎么做成的呢？十二节说，成全圣徒，各尽其职。下面说，建立基督的身体。
So let's get back to Book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12. It says, for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ.
我这辈子在最近服侍我老婆是最殷勤的这几个礼拜。
So this past few weeks actually has been the time that I serve my wife most diligently.
我没有办法来想象这个老婆是我用像工程一样建立起来的。
It's kind of hard for me to imagine that my wife is a work that I build up.
但是圣经是这么讲的，他让这个基督的身体是建立起来的。
But this is actually what the Bible says, that as we're equipping the saints of his service, that we were able to build up the body of Christ.
他为什么用这个字？
So why Paul used building up?
当你建立一个，像我们当年建这个房子。
So like many years back when we built this sanctuary.
它不是一下子就起来了，不是的。
It is not done in a day.
它是一个木头，一块板 这样子慢慢慢慢把它拼起来的。
So you see, it took us a time to build up the building.
对吧？所以它是经过时间、经过设计、经过努力，慢慢慢慢把它一块一块块把它拼起来的。
It took us many time, many efforts to strive to build up this building one by one, one brick by one brick.
因为建这个物质的房子容易，因为它都是死的，你怎么切，你怎么搞都可以。
But still, it's a lot easier for us to build a physical building because the bricks are dead. They're just materials.
但是当神讲到要建立这个城的话，我们都是活的。
But as far as God is building us up as a body of Christ, we are all living creatures.
你就会发现这个活的就不好搞，你刚刚搞拢它又跑掉了。
And you realize, and I'm sure you experience that it's a lot harder to build up church of living creatures.
所以神是要花很大的时间在每一个人身上把我们配起来。
So you see, it took God a long time and many efforts to build each one of us up.
你看我们这个教会从1982年开始，14个人。
So you see, this church actually has started with just 14 members in 1982.
对，到现在几乎多少年？40年快啊，38年了哈，快40年了。
And 38 years, almost 40 years have passed.
有多少的人来过这个教会？
And do you imagine, can you imagine how many people actually visited this church?
有多少的弟兄姊妹在这里配搭过成为同工？
And how many brothers and sisters actually serve one another as co-workers?
也有多少的人离开了这个教会？
And how many brothers and sisters had moved out of city or left this church?
这笔账只有神才算得清楚。
And only God knows it.
但是我要讲的是，就是说神要建立他的身体，是要经过漫长的工作的时间与训练。
And what I'm talking about here is it took God long time enough and many efforts to build us one another.
你们最近有没有看到一个新闻？
Have you read a piece of news? Have you read a news?
网上或者在报纸上有。
Either from newspaper or internet.
美国一个很大的教派叫做 Methodist Church.
There's a news concerning Methodist Church.
就是我们中文翻译叫做卫理公会，对。最近在美国发生一个大事。
And that, there is a big thing happened, a big event happened in that Methodist church.
这是一个很大的一个大宗派。
And this is really one of the big evangelist churches.
美国的众宗派里面大概算是比较大的。
This is probably one of the biggest evangelist churches.
最近分裂了。
They were split.
为什么分裂？
And why did they spill it?
对，就是为着同性恋婚姻的事情。
And they are spill it because of the homosexuality.
对，像这样一个问题跑到教会里面来，教会可以因着同性恋的婚姻而产生分裂。
And this is a big division. And this kind of issue, when it comes to the church would divide it.
所以这就让我们说出一个很大的一个事实，就是教会的合一在神的眼中是怎么样，非常非常的重要。
And that tells us one important truth that the unity of the church or the unity of faith is very important, extremely important.
而你会发现，撒旦的工作就一直怎么样，要把这个合一把它分掉。
And all what Satan tries to do is try to divide us so that we no longer have the unity of the faith.
我举一个很简单，发生在我们自己教会的事情。
Let me show an easy example from a church.
我们曾经有很多年轻人在一起服事。
We used to have many younger brothers and sisters serving together.
那有一年，我们教会年轻人走掉一大批。
And one year it happened that a group of younger co-workers left the church.
那我只是只其中一个小的例子。
I'm just showing one tiny example.
那一次为什么这一批年轻人离开了呢？
So what caused that group of younger co-workers left the church?
他们都是很爱主、很优秀的青年。
And let me be clear that they're very faithful and very good Christians.
可是有一天我们发现这些大哥哥大姐姐教这些中学生。
So we realized, or we found out why these younger co-workers are teaching our children ministry or the youth ministry.
我们相信这本圣经是神的启示，对吗？
And as we have said before, that we truly believe that this Bible is a revelation of God.
所以我们相信这个天地万物是上帝怎么样？造的。
And we believe that the heavens and earth were created by God.
圣经说，他说有就有。命立就立。
Because the Bible says that when he says, it completes.
但是撒旦曾经发明过一个谎言，叫做进化论，对吧？
But Satan has deceived us into believing one theory. It's called evolution.
它是从简单的单细胞，慢慢经过长的时间的演化，就慢慢从简单的生物变成一个复杂的高级的动物。
Basically, what it says about it that actually we are it started with a single cell to and it takes a long time until we evolve to the ultimate human being.
所以人，我们前面的老祖宗应该是猴子。
So our ancestors or ancient ancestors are not Adam Eve, the monkeys.
所以人本来是按照神的形象与样式造的，但是从进化论的眼光看看，我们也不过从猴子变过来而已。
Since the Bible tells us that we were the creation of God, but the theory of evolution telling us otherwise, that our ancestors truly are just monkeys.
好，那么我们这一批年轻的做老师的人呢？
So these group of younger co-workers and teachers
就开始教我们的孩子说，两个同时存在。
Started to teach our children that, or our youth that, actually these two things exist together.
对，一面有神的创造，一面也有。
And basically, they're telling them that the creation and evolution walk together.
所以就把这两个学说弄在一起，来做成他们教导少年人的一个方式。
So they try to bring these two together and to teach our children.
所以我就对这些大哥哥大姐姐们说，我说你们不能这样讲。
So I told them, let's not do that.
我们教会只接受神创造一切。
We only accept the truth, that is, we were created.
我们并不承认这一个进化论是一个真理，它最多是一个学说。
And so, we only accept that the evolution or is just a theory, maybe just hypothesis.
因着这个缘故。
And for this very reason.
这一批老师们就走了。
And this group of younger co-workers and teachers left the church.
所以我举这个很简单的例子，就是说，教会常常可以有一些事情，有的是人与人之间个性的冲突，有的时候是真理上的问题。
And so you see, a church can be divided by many things, such as a relational conflict, but rather many times actually divided because of different opinions on truth.
好。那我今天要讲这一个神的建造，他的目标是认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So let's get back to the book of Ephesians. While we reading in verse 13, the ultimate goal is that until we reach to be a mature man to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
这个就是新耶路撒冷所代表的。
And that actually was represented by the New Jerusalem.
这是神历世历代一直在做的这个工作。
And this is the work God has continued through generations after generations.
我刚刚说了，这个意象是显给老约翰看的，对吗？
So God has shown this vision to Apostle John in the book of Revelation.
但是最早谁看到这件事？
But let me ask you, who is the first one who saw this vision?
考一考。
Let me ask you this, who
在圣经里面谁是最早看到这一个新耶路撒冷的？
So who saw New Jerusalem first in the Bible?
亚伯拉罕
Abraham
在这个希伯来书里面就告诉我们，亚伯拉罕为什么会离开乌尔，往他神要指示他去的地方，就是因为神让他看到那一座有根基的城。
And actually, Abraham was the first one who saw the vision of the New Jerusalem because the Bible tells us that God has shown him to, and brought him from his own hometown Ur to a city with a foundation.
所以从亚伯拉罕到主耶稣2000年，对吧？
So from Abraham to our Lord Jesus Christ, 2,000 years.
这代表整个旧约的这些圣徒们。
And that's actually a summary representation of all saints in the Old Testament.
然后主耶稣的时候，他呼召了十二个门徒，中间有约翰。
So, and during Jesus' time, our Lord has called the 12 apostles, including Apostle John.
神给老约翰看这一个启示录的八个意象。
So God has shown Apostle John eight visions according to the Book of Revelation.
所以从主耶稣到现在是代表新约的两千年的圣徒们。
So from the time of the Lord Jesus Christ into today, that more than 2,000 years or 2,000-ish years represent the new saints in the saints in New Testament.
所以我要让大家看到两批两千年的圣徒们，一批是旧约的，一批是新约的。
So I'd like to show you there are actually two group of saints. One is from the Old Testament that's about 2,000 years, and another group is actually the saints in the New Testament that's about another 2,000 years.
神做同样一件事。
God has done the same thing.
什么事？
What is that thing? What is that thing?
要把他们建立成一个身体，
what?
一个神的殿。
What God had to strive to do is to bring these two groups of saints together to build up the body of Christ.
好，在旧约的时候，神讲到这个殿是让所罗门去建，把那个殿建出来。
So in the Old Testament, we know that God has entrusted or has granted a Solomon to build up the temple.
那个殿是叫我们称它为第一个殿。
So the temple we call now today is the first temple.
在以色列人在以色列在耶路撒冷建了这个殿，他们在那里侍奉神大概四百多年。
So when Solomon or starting from Solomon, the Israelites built up the first temple where people worship and make sacrifices there for 400 years.
但是后来这些人对神不忠心了。
And when the Israelites became to be disobedient and or started to worship false God,
他们一面侍奉耶和华，另一面也侍奉他们的偶像。
Why they were serving the Lord at the same time they were also worshiping false gods.
甚至把偶像带到圣殿里面来侍奉。
They doing to such an extent that they even brought the false gods into the temple to worship them.
所以这件事情得罪神。
So this has sinned against God.
神就派先知去警告他们。
So God sent forth the prophets to warn them.
但是这些人没有听先知的话。
But the Israelites wouldn't listen.
就把有的时候把先知就杀了。
They even killed the prophets who warned them.
这个时候，神就把这个殿怎么样毁了。
So God destroyed the first temple.
就当他们的心离弃神归向偶像的时候，不悔改，神宁可把这个殿怎么样拆了。
So when his people, when God's people would not listen to God or the prophets and rather worship false gods, God would rather destroy the first temple.
人就是有这样的心理。当你有的时候，你不觉得可贵，可是什么时候开始觉得可贵呢？失去了。
So it's quite human nature that when we have things, we don't treasure them. We only treasure them when we lose them.
对吧？有一天你没有了这个东西，你忽然就发现，哦，你这条腿很重要。
So only we lose them, we start to treasure them. Isn't that ironic?
对不对？你身上任何一个肢体一出毛病，你全身就不对了。
And you take for granted that we have all bodies and we have everything that we need. But when we lose some of them, you feel like, wow, it just doesn't work. It's not the usual me.
所以以色列人也是一样的。
And this is the same thing with Israelites.
他们有圣殿的时候觉得，哦，我们侍奉神就是这么回事，反正一代一代传下来。今天我们高兴侍奉就侍奉，明天我们还另外搞偶像，那我们也可以去侍奉偶像，所以他们的心就乱掉了。
So when the Israelites still have the first temple, they took everything for granted. They worship God today and they worship false gods another day. They think that's only natural. It's okay.
好，神就把那个殿拆了。
And then end up God destroying the first temple.
他们就被掳到巴比伦去了。
And they were held captive to Babylonia.
这下子他们才叫做。醒悟过来了，对吧？
And now they came to realize what they have lost.
神管教他们七十年在外邦人的压迫底下。
So you see, God disciplined them for 70 years while they were captives.
然后神接着先知说，七十年后你们要回来。
But But God, through prophets, telling them that after 70 years, you will return to your own land. You will rebuild the temple.
这就是我们刚刚读了那个这个撒迦不是以斯不是以斯拉记跟哈该书的原因。
And that's the reason we read the scripture from book of Ezra and from book of Haggai.
对吧？那两本书我带你们读，是因为我要让大家看那个被拆掉的圣殿，神时间到了，又叫一批新的人起来，把这个托付。
So you see, through the scripture reading, I'd like you to know that I'd like to show you that 70 years have passed and God has raised the younger generation of Israelites to rebuild the temple.
神虽然因为管教他们把第一个圣殿借着巴比伦的皇帝把它拆了，但是神的旨意不能够拆啊。
And so you see, yes indeed, in order for God to discipline the Israelites, God had used the hand of Babylonia to destroy the first temple. But God's will cannot be destroyed.
人可以不忠心，但是神的旨意不可以因为人的不忠心而放弃了。
We might not be faithful, but God is always faithful.
所以神就兴起一批愿意回到神面前持守耶和华的见证。
So God is to raise a younger or another generation of saints to keep up to His will.
所以今天我们在新约的时代。
So as we're living in the times of the New Testament.
教会也经过了两千年的历史。
And the church has more than 2,000 years of history.
跟犹太人一样，有兴旺的时候神祝福，也有衰败的时候神咒诅。
And like Israelites, churches actually has his own.Ups and downs, and good times and hard times, and blessings and curse.
但是不因为神管教的时候，神的旨意就改变了。神的旨意从来没有改变。
But it still remains the same thing. That it's not like we've been disciplined. So God, but God's will and God's heart never change.
那当他们回来建第二个殿。
So when let's get back to the book of Ezra, that when the younger generation of Israelites return to the land and rebuild the temple.
那刚刚我们就知道读的以斯拉记的第四章的时候。
And so as we read the book of Ezra from chapter four, verse 1-5.
那你就会发现，我们刚刚念的，你注意，开始的时候，仇敌。是一个善意的面貌，说，哎，来来来，我们一起同工，我们一起来帮你们建这个圣耶和华的殿。
So you see, in the scripture that we have read from Book of Ezra, chapter 4, verse 1-5, the adversaries of the Israelites actually approached them from a kind of with a good intention.
对吧？让这些以色列人觉得，哎，现在我们需要各方的力量来帮助我们。把这个第二个圣殿建起来。
And they try to deceive the Israelites by showing them kindness, and try to persuade the Israelites to build up the temple with all kind of work hands they can have.
那你想想看，你在想要进行一个大工程的时候，有人愿意帮助你，你乐意吗？
So imagine, let's take in our shoes that, imagine if you have a big project to build up, and when someone else is offering his own hand, are you willing to accept it?
他们愿意出钱出力来帮助你，你当然觉得很好啊，来一起干。
So especially when somebody approaches you offering not just hands, but also money and support, you might be delighted to receive them.
当年我们要建这个礼拜堂的时候。
So when we try to first build this sanctuary.
也有人要奉献跟我们一起干。
You see, some non-Christians actually offer money, try to offer money and hands.
他们不是基督徒。
But you see, I have to remind you, they were not Christians.
表示善意。
But they were extremely nice and kind to us.
我们就有一个试探。
So you see, I think this is a kind of a trial we were facing.
因为我们需要钱嘛。
You see, we did need the money. Then.
那人家愿意来出钱出力。Why not?
And so when some non-Christians offer not just hands, but also money, it seems almost unresistible. Why not?
这是很有吸引力的东西。
And you see, this is very pleasing. This is something that we cannot resist.
但是你从以斯拉刚刚我们念的这段圣经。
But from the perspective of the scripture that we have just read from Book of Ezra.
第四章第三节，这些领头的所罗巴伯、约书亚就和那些族长就对这些人说，哎，我们建造神的殿与你们没有关系的。
So you see in verse 3, when it reads, when Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the heads of a father's household in Israel said to them, thanks but no thanks, because you have nothing in common with us.
你们所做的事情跟我们所做的事情是两码子事情。
And what you do and what we do are completely different.
我们是有神呼召的人。
Because we were called upon by God.
你们的神跟我们的神不是一回事。
Your God are not our God.
对。我们最近最近两年我一直说第三圣殿快建了，对不对？
And during this past 3 years, I've been repeatedly telling us and sharing on us that the third temple is about to be built.
现在以色列人一个很大的 temptation 是什么？
And you know what is the big temptation that Israelites are facing now?
他盼望阿拉伯人能够帮忙。
They are actually expecting or hoping that the Arabs will be able to help.
最起码你要在这个清真寺的旁边要建一个圣殿，没有阿拉伯人点头，你是不能干这件事情。
You see, because from human's perspective, it's almost impossible to build a temple without the permission of the mosque and Arabs.
听得懂吗？
Do you understand me?
那个今天所谓的圣殿山，那个上面的两个大清真寺，谁也不能动。
And you see, because from the temple.
清真寺
the mosque.
Temple mount.
The temple mount, because you see, there are already two big mosques built up on the temple mount.
那你今天要在这个 temple mount 上面，圣殿山上建一个第三圣殿，如果你是回教的阿拉伯人，你会让他们建吗？
So now imagine, from a perspective of human beings, that you really think that the Muslim would allow the Israelites to build the third temple on the same site?
用土话说。
Of a mosque?
啊，门都没有。
No way. No way.
谈都不必谈。
There is no way to build the temple.
但是将来有一个人可以把这个搞定。
But let me tell you, there will be somebody who's able to fix that.
按照圣经的预言。
According to the prophecies of the
Bible. 对吧？所以第三个殿是要建的，但是怎么建，怎么把这个搞调不在一起的矛盾把它调起来，这里面是有花头的。
So you see, so the third temple is about to be built, but the key to the building up of the third temple is how we are able to resolve all the obstacles, all the difficulties.
所以现在必须有一个先有一个宗教上的大联合，才有可能把这个带进来。
So you see, unless there is a coalition of all religions, that it seems that we are able to fix that.
所以当他讲要建第三个殿的时候，你注意看他的口号，这个殿是做万民祷告的殿，所以张三李四王五都可以来祷告。
So you see, when the third temple is about to build, it is actually called the temple where all peoples will be able to come and worship.
所以你听教皇的说法就是说天主教、基督教、回教、佛教都可以来祷告的。
So somebody like a pope misunderstood it, and it seems to him that all kind of religions and will be able to come to that third temple to worship.
但是这里你从以斯拉记的你看到的时候，这一群回从巴比伦回来的人，他知道以前我们丢掉殿原因是什么？掺杂。
So you see, but this younger generation, that is when Zerubbabel and the other heads of the household, when they're ready to build a second temple, they know why the first temple was destroyed in the first place. Is it because they allow the false gods into the temple?
对吧？
And that's the reason.
因为他们的见证是掺杂的，耶和华排斥这件掺杂的事情。
And their testimonies are not pure and holy because they allow the other gods to the holy temple. So this won't be allowed. This shouldn't be allowed.
什么是耶和华的见证？
So what is the testimony of God?
他说我是独一的真神，在我以外没有神。
And God says that I am the only God, and other than me, there is no God.
但是世界的宗教告诉你耶和华是神，但是我们也有其他的众神。
But the worldly religions is telling us that yes, there is a God of Israel, but there are many other gods.
所以当这些人来跟他 讨好的时候就说哎呀我们都是一同来建造我们寻求的是同一个神。
And so when this group of people, or in other words, adversaries of Israelites came to approach them and telling them, hey, let us help you out because we are worshiping the same God.
所以这是仇敌开始的时候用温情主义啊来混进来。
So that you see the adversaries, the enemies of Israel, try to convince them by showing them a goodness and a kindness.
但是感谢主这些弟兄们非常的清楚告诉他们我们所侍奉的所建造的与你们怎么样无份无关。
But thanks be to God, the group of leaders of Israelites declined their offer by saying that we have nothing in common with you.
好敬酒不吃下面来的呢就是罚酒了。
So you see, since they declined the first offer, here comes even worse,
所以
worse things.
到了第四节他就说那地的民就在犹太人建造的时候使他们手怎么样发软扰乱他们。
So in verse 4 it says that then the people of the land or the adversaries, enemies discouraged the people of Judah and frightened them from building.
他们就去买了收买很多的人来做假见证然后到皇帝那里去告状说这一群人盖了这个东西要造反的。
And so in verse 5 it says they hired counselors against them to frustrate the council all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, and into the reign of Darius, king of Persia, by persuading the king that these Israelites tried to rebel.
所以那个时候的皇帝就禁止他们建殿了。
So by the time that the king ordered them to stop.
这样子一停就是二十年。
And stop for 20 years.
看到没有？所以仇敌的工作是很厉害的。
And so you see, that's the works of adversaries.
然后神再兴起了一些先知来对他们说勉励的话。
So 20 years have passed, and God has raised prophecies to support them and encourage them.
这些回来从巴比伦回来的人有五万人。
So there were about 50,000 people returned to the land of Jerusalem.
当时差不多有100,000人在巴比伦做奴隶。
And there were about 1 million Israelites still staying in Babylon serving as slaves.
100,000里面回来50,000，就是5%。
So there are only 5% out of all Israelites returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
95%的人没有回来。
So you see, in other words, 95% of Israelites remain in the land of Babylon.
那就是说，这五万人是叫做什么？出代价的人，对不对？
So these 50,000 people, or 5% of all Israelites' population, they pay the heavy price to return.
他们出了代价，跑到这个可以说是兵荒马乱70年的废土上面，要重新开始。
They return to the land of a desolate after 70 years of battles and the fighting.
但是仇敌并没有放过他们。一样来拦住他们。
But the adversaries or the enemies didn't just save them, just leave them alone.
所以人是很容易灰心的。
So you see, it's easy for us to lose our hearts.
所以他们就停下来了。
So they stopped. They stopped for 20 years.
那神这个时候就兴起两个先知，一个是哈该，一个是撒加利亚。
So after 20 years, God raised up two prophets. One is Haggai and another one is Zechariah.
然后鼓励他们。
And using the prophets to encourage them.
我们刚刚念的哈该书的第一章就是先知的话。
So the book of Haggai, while we're reading the first chapter, these are the words of the prophet.
我们刚刚念了七节，念到第九节嘛。
And we have read a scripture from verse 7 through 9.
这三节圣经，神基本上表明很清楚的立场。
So through these three verses, God stated him clearly.
耶和华说，你们要省察自己的行为。
The Lord says, the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
然后说你们要上山取木料建造这殿， 我就喜乐而且得荣耀，这是耶和华说的。
And verse 8, go up to the mountains, bring wood and rebuild the temple, and I may be pleased with it and be glorified, says the Lord.
那什么叫做省察你们的行为？他你看看你们今天真实的光景。
So what is to consider your ways? In other words, that is really, let's have a reality check.
第九节是他的 reality check, 就是说你们盼望多得，但是得到的却很少。
So verse 9 is truly the reality check, where the Lord says, you look for much, but behold,
it comes to nothing. 你们这二十年自己干自己的事。
And during this past 20 years, you've been doing all things.
我就吹去，你们拿到家中来的，我就把它吹掉。
And when you bring it home, I blow it away.
为什么神这样做？因为我的殿荒凉，你们却顾自己的房屋。
Why declares the Lord of hosts, because of my house which lies desolate, why each of you runs to his own house?
所以这段话讲的一个问题就是 priority 的差别。
So they say this is actually a question of a priority.
Priority 中文要怎么翻译？先后次序的问题。
优先次序。
对，优先次序。
Yeah, that's a priority, yeah, issue.
神在这里说，你们这二十年。辛辛苦苦赚了很多东西，但是我通通把它吹掉。
And basically, God is telling the Israelites, you see, during this past 20 years, you've made much, but I just blow them away.
犹太人是很会赚钱的。
And you see, Jewish people, Israelites, are really good at making money.
他们以前七十年在巴比伦的时候做奴隶，他们却发了财了，在巴比伦。
And why they spent 70 years in the land of Babylon, being a slave, but they make a lot of money.
为什么呢？因为他们不要侍奉神，没有圣殿了嘛，反正自己在家里那自己好好干活，都赚了很多钱了。
And it is because you see there is no more temple there to worship, so they just mind their own business.
今天犹太人为什么赚钱？这套本领都是巴比伦那七十年留下来的。
And you see why in today's world, Jewish people still consider one of the richest group of people on earth is because we can trace back to them.
因为他们不需要没有圣殿，不需要侍奉神，他们只需要侍奉什么？马门。
Yeah, you see, it's ironic because when they no longer have the temple to worship, and so they worship money.
对吧？所以，但是现在神说你们要回来建殿。
But God called upon the Israelites to call them back to rebuild the temple.
那他们也有一批人答应神的呼召回来了。
And yes, indeed, there are 50,000 people, that is 5% of our population, answered the calling and came back.
但是撒旦不愿意啊。
But you see, the Satan,
撒旦仍然拦阻他们做这件事。
Wouldn't like them to do so, so they try to hinder them.
客观的环境让他们没有办法去建殿了。
So you see, in reality, that kind of stopped them from rebuilding, rebuilding the temple.
一年一年拖拖拖，这样一拖就是二十年。
So year after year, 20 years have passed.
那现在神说 ，consider your way， 看看你们的生活。
And now God is calling upon this 5% of population. Consider your
way. 虽然你们努力赚了很多的钱，但是我在那里把它吹掉了。
And yes, you did. Yes, indeed, you make a lot of money, but I just blow them away.
都是虚空。
You see, all is in vain.
为什么我把它吹掉？因为你们的优先次序，你只顾自己的家，你忘记了什么？神的家。
And why do I blow them away? Why did I do that? Because you are not setting your priorities right. You just mind your own business and forgetting my business.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So my dear brothers and sisters,
神的建造，神的旨意不会改变。
You see, God's building up, God's will will never change.
不管我们碰到多大的困难
，No matter what kind of circumstances or what kind of obstacles we're facing，
你不能够让神的旨意受到拦阻。
And God's will cannot be stopped。
那神的旨意是什么
？And let me tell you, let me ask you, what is God's will？
啊，就是建造他的身体，他的家，
so、
他的殿。
So that is to build up the body of Christ. In other words, build up His own temple.
这个是神一直在做的事情。
And that's God's will, and He's been doing this into today.
他要把我们建造成一个身体。
And it is well to build up together to be the body of Christ.
那什么叫做建造在一起呢？就是我们要一起配搭。
So what does it mean that by building this build us up? That means that we have to work with each other.
对吧？所以我们去读以弗所书的时候
，So if we get back to the book of Ephesians,
他就说到。神给我们每一个人都有，我们上个礼拜我们读到一个彼得的书信的时候，他说， 你要有一个 special gift， 有没有？
Yeah. So when last Sunday we shared a few scripture from book of Peter's, and Peter mentioned that God always gives us a very special gift to each one of us.
每一个人都从神得到一个 special gift.
Each and every one of us actually receive a special gift from God.
这是我们重生的时候得到的。
And this is a special gift that was granted while we were reborn again.
这个 gift 它有一个目的的。
And there is a purpose attending to this gift, special gift.
你有眼睛的恩赐，它有这个手的恩赐，另外还有一个脚的恩赐。我们这些恩赐都不是为着我们自己。
So each one of us will receive a special gift, maybe one gift regarding your eyes, or one special gift regarding your hand or leg. But this is not about your own benefit.
它必须配在这个身体上，那就有意思了。
And these special gifts have to work together to the beauty of the body of Christ.
你不能两个眼珠到处乱跑。
And you simply put that the special gift of two eyes.
我是形象的说法。
They cannot just run away.
两个手。乱跑，两个脚乱跑，不行的，它要配在这个身体上才有用。
Your two hands walk away, or your two legs walk away. This can't do that. That's not working. They have to come together to the build up of the body of Christ.
所以，这是神一直要把我们建造在一起，配搭。彼此服侍的原因。
And that's one of the reasons. That's the reason that God molds us, trains us together, so that we will be able to build up one another until we get to the body of Christ.
但是你在配的时候，你自己会发现一个神奇的经验。
And you might experience this amazing or an incredible experiences.
啊，日子好过不好过
？What is that? Is that good? Is that comfortable for you to do that?
当你要跟别人配搭的时候，你就会发现他跟你完全不一样。
And so you see, when you try to work with one another, you may realize that was a very different person that you know.
你不在一起没事儿，在一起，哎，那不得了了。
Because when you stay apart, everything is fine. But when you try to stay together and try to work with each other, it's hard. It's really hard.
对吧？在教会中是如此，在家庭里面也是如此。
So is in the church, and so and that remains true when we live in ourselves, live in our households.
神就要在这个里面来磨我们了。
So in this way, God tries to mold us and train us one another, try to build us together.
只有当我们有一个共同的目标的时候，我们才磨得起。如果我们没有这个共同目标，我们磨两下就再见，拜拜，我受不了你，再见，
yeah.
我吃不消了。
Yeah. So until we reach to the unity from the unity of spirit to the unity of the faith, we are able to build us one another until we get to the body of Christ. Otherwise, we simply set apart and say goodbye to each other.
所以你想啊，亚伯拉罕那个老仆人，从他应许之地一直跑到乌尔，再从乌尔再回来，这条路是几千里的，很远很远的路，路上有很多很多的问题。
And so see, if we get back to the example of the older servant of Abraham, imagine that it took him many, many miles, a thousand of miles, travel from the place to Ur and brought the bride back from Ur to the place. That's more than a thousand miles. And he must have encountered many adversaries and difficulties.
如果你是那个老仆人，你在这个路上经过这么多的难处，你会说算了吧，哎呀，我何必吃这个痛苦的。
So had it been were the old servant of Abraham, after you've been encountering many difficulties and hard times, you might just say, hey, let's leave it and let go.
对吧？他反正身上又有金子又有骆驼，干脆走自己的。
And you know, imagine especially when you're carrying many treasures and also the camels, that's very important properties.I simply just can walk away and enjoy my life.
但是他没有。
But that old servant of Abraham didn't do it.
再困难，他坚持到底。
And no matter how hard it can get, he pursued to the end of it.
这叫做忠心。
That's what we call being faithful.
对吧？我们必须对神的旨意忠心，不管什么代价。在所不惜。
We must be, and we must remain faithful to God, regardless of the cost it cost us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so my dear brothers and sisters,
我们必须要对神忠心。
Allah and encourage you to remain faithful to God.
这个恩赐有一段圣经我要让你们来看一下。
I'd like to show you the scripture regarding or concerning gifts.
对，这个恩赐我希望我们来看这段圣经好吗？在哥林多
From from the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians.
对，哥林多的后书第二章吧。
So from a second book of, from book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2.
对，哥林多后书第二章十四节到十五、十六节。
Verse 14 through verse 16.
这段圣经是跟我们刚刚念的以弗所书第四章配在一起。
So this can be, this can be read, paired with the scripture that we have read from Book of Ephesians.
对，我们读哥林多后书第二章十四节到十六节。
So once again, let's turn to Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 12 through 14.
感谢神，常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
So verse 14, it reads, But thanks be to God, who always leads us in a triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place.
因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上，或在灭亡的身上，都有基督馨香之气。
Verse 15, For we are a fragrance of a Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
在这等人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那等人就做了活的香气，叫他活。这是谁能担当得起呢？
Verse 16, To the one an aroma from death to death, to the other an aroma from life to life, and who is adequate for these things?
这段圣经我不知道你们读过没有。
And I'm just wondering if I have read this scripture.
这段圣经我刚刚说要跟我们读的以弗所书第四章配在一起。
Like I said earlier, that this scripture must be read paired with the scripture that I read from the book of Ephesians.
因为在以弗所书第四章里头，他说他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。第四章的第八节。
Okay, so from Book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 8, it says, When he ascended on high, he led a captive, a host of captives, and he gave gifts to man.
这里讲到他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，把恩赐分给人。
So what it says that when Jesus ascended to heaven, he led a captive, a host of captives, and then he gave gifts to man.
他在讲什么？
So what does this scripture or does this verse mean?
你读第九节你自己读了哈。
And of course you can continue to read verse 9.
在古时候罗马打胜仗回来的时候。
And so that has to get back to the context of Roman Empire period of time.
他们有一个叫做凯旋。
There is in other words, when they fought a good fight and they came in triumph.
这个大元帅带着部队。
So the general that led the army.
进，从不管他到哪里打仗，现在回到罗马来了。
So no matter where they fought the fight, he led the army from the place back to Rome.
他回来的时候，不但带着部队，他还带着什么？打仗的胜利品。
So not only that he led army back, he also actually carried all the things of triumph.
那有俘虏。
The possessions, such as slaves.
对不对？那有还有战利品。
The captives and also the possessions.
就在这个 parade 这个游行的队伍中间。
So they also actually carry the captives and also the possession in the parade of triumph.
在这个时候他们会烧一个香。
And during the parade, they're going to burn this incense.
对，这个香有个特别的味道。
It brings in a special aroma.
那这个时候呢，当他们 parade 的时候，他这个得胜的大军将军把俘虏来的这些战利品就分给旁边的人。
So during their parade, when they burned incense of aroma, the general would distribute the possessions to the people of Rome.
来显示这个将军的这个元帅的得胜是叫做丰功伟绩，这是他最荣耀的时刻。
To show off the moments of glories of a triumph.
这个图画 就是保罗用来讲到基督升天的时候的事情。
So you see, Paul is using this kind of example to describe when Jesus ascended, he led captive a host of captives.
对不对？他到哪里去把他的俘虏抓上来
？So from where that he led this captive or host the captives？
你如果第九节你就约略能够懂一点。
So from verse 9, you might be able to understand a little.
他在上升之前，他是先到地下去的。
So you see, before he ascended to heaven, he descended to the lower parts of the earth.
到下面。
To a lower parts of the earth.
下面有什么？啊，阴间。
There is a Hades.
对不对？阴间在那里。他把所有的俘虏抓上来。
So from the Hades, he is able to let captive a host of captives,
对不对？
and set them free.
也把仇敌抓上。
And of course, he also get hold of the enemies.
那就上升。
And then he ascended along with them.
啊，这是叫做凯旋。
And this is something we call a moment of triumph.
所以这个复活的基督，他把他所在阴间所俘虏的就带到天上，然后就把恩赐怎么样赏给教会。
So our resurrected Lord Jesus Christ came down to Hades and he held a captive a host of captives and ascended to heaven and then he gave gifts to them.
所以我们才会有那个时候就有香气了。
So you see, that brings the aroma. So I hope you understand.
你看第十四节说，感谢神常率领我们在基督里怎么样夸胜。
So in book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 14, it says, But thanks to be God, who always lead us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him.
因为基督得胜了。
Because Jesus has overcome.
那我们是属于他的。
And we belong to him.
我们在这个夸胜的队伍里面就散发出什么？馨香之气。
When Jesus leads us in the triumph in him, we bring the aroma. We bring the aroma.
这个馨香之气有同时叫人活也同时叫人死。
That causes one to life.Or one cause to death.
因为有的战犯是要可以得释放的，有的战犯是要处死的。
Because some captives are set free, but other some captives are sent to prison or sent to death.
所以这是这幅图画，我要讲的就是我们从主给了。
So from the scripture that I've just read, since God has given us a very special gift to each one of us,
所以当我们从主得着这一份恩赐的时候，
so、why
我们要知道为什么得着恩赐。
So why we receiving a special gift that God has given us? We have to know why God give us this gift.
好，求主帮助我们在这新的一年。
And may the Lord help us that while we still in this new year,
我们在主面前更新我们的奉献。
And in front of him and while we're able to renew our sacrifice and offerings.
拿出主给你的那份恩赐。
And let's use the special gift that God has given us.
跟弟兄姐妹配搭。
To work with one another.
然后建立什么？基督的身体。
And to build up the body of Christ.
这个是存到永远的。
And let me tell you, this will remain forever.
这叫做神的工作。
And this is what we call the works of God.
我盼望我们听懂了。
I hope you really understand that.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow down and pray.
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你不但是为我们死在十字架上救我们的主。
Not only that you die on the cross and shed your blood to save us.
你今天是复活升天得胜的主。
You are also ascending to high and you are the Lord of victory.
在你得胜的中间赏赐给我们每一个得救的人有恩赐。
And while in your triumph, you give us your special gifts.
你盼望建造我们成为一个伟大的身体。
And you hope us to build up the body of Christ.
就是你的教会，你的心腹。
That is your church and your bride.
愿意我们与你同工。
we pray that we may be able, we will be able to work with you.
来完成你的旨意。
To finish and to complete your will.
让你自己的建造可以早日完成。
So that your building up will be done earlier.
求你帮助你的教会。
May you help us and may you help this church.
听我们的祷告。
Hearing this prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.